So the question was asked, what's the definition of the word Selah in Tehillim? No, I'm okay, thank you. So in order to understand the definition of Selah, we have to look in Tehillim, the first place that the word Selah appears, which is Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, the third chapter, the third verse. So it says, Rabbim Omri, many have said about David, Linafshi, they say about my soul, En Yeshuat Alo Velokim, he has no salvation before God, Selah. What does Selah mean? So the Targum says Le'almin, forever. But the word Selah means for eternity. The Mtsudot Tzion also adopts that understanding, that Selah means forever. But there are other understandings here. So one understanding is, if we look at the Radak, Umilat Selah, the word Selah, says the Radak, Ani omer ki ulashon agba'a. I say it means to raise, like solu hamsila, meaning that where this word was said, it was a musical note. It was a word that was said to all the singers, Selah, raise your voice now. This is a point to raise. I don't know if to raise the voice or raise the pitch. I think he says to raise the voice, but I'm not sure if he means. And he says, you'll only find this word here and in the prayer of Habakkuk, which is really a song. So he says, Selah means to raise the pitch. The Ibn Ezra says many say Selah means forever, but that's not so. Some say the word Selah has no meaning. It's just to help us with the tune, because you only find it here and in the prayer of Habakkuk. So that's what we just saw the Radak. And some say that Selah refers to the Kadosh. V'yesh omrim ki Selah shavel v'kadosh. And he says that the word Selah means so is it. This is how it is. Like, period. Or this is the truth. Or amen, yeah. Yeah. Like an alternative for, yeah. Okay? So those are a few understandings in the word Selah.